what a madness 'tis to borrow or lend, or for strong liquor thy money to spend. For when that is wanting, thy courage is cool, thou must stand cap in hand to every fool. But if thy pockets can jingle, they will take thy word. Oh, then thou art company for knight or yet lord. Then make much of a penny as near as you can, for if that be wanting, thou'rt counted no man. Then listen a while, and I'll tell you in brief the most of my sorrow, my care, and my grief. I had an estate, I'll make it appear, besides all my stock was worth 50 a year. But so soon as I to drinking then fell, my land I then mortgaged, my cattle did sell. No sooner the money I for them had took, but it went to the alehouse, I'll swear on a book. Thus in a short time my money did waste, and I found myself not a pin better at last. Whilst other tradesmen were working full hard, I from an alehouse could not be debarred. There would I sit tippling day after day, and my wife she unto me full often would say, make much of a penny as near as you can, for if that be wanting, thou'lt be counted no man. But the words that she spoke I'd regard not a straw, but would kick her and beat her and keep her in awe. My children at home, I did no bear war, whilst I in an ill house for strong liquor did call. And my hostess forsooth must needs sit on my knee, though my wife she hath twice more beauty than she. Yet that would not please my lecherous mind, because for my money my hostess was kind. But in conclusion here comes all my care. My back it grew thin and my pockets grew bare. Then I told my hostess my pitiful tale, in hopes that my sorrow she would bewail. But she turned up her nose and she looked askew. You might have been wiser, she straight did reply. This was all the comfort that I got from she, that always pretended my friend for to be. Therefore, all young men that loves the ale bench, some counsel I'll give them before they go hence. If thou sit'st day and night and drink'st never so fast, yet thou find thy own home is the best at last. It is but for your money they wait you upon, and when that is wanting you're lightly looked on. If she sees but 2 pence you run on the score, she'll swear by her troth she will trust you no more. Then have a care, young men, be ruled in time, lest drink overcome thee in old days you pine. For you see, good fellows, how threadbare they go, and what good husbandry brings a man to. For some lives most bravely, though means they have small, and some that had hundreds do quickly spend all. Then make much of a penny as near as you can, for if thou'd be wanting, thou'rt counted no man. 'Tis money you see makes a lord or yet earl. 'Tis money you see that sets out a young girl. Likewise, 'tis money makes a lawyer to prate, and 'tis money doth make the man love his wife Kate. And 'tis money breeds love where never was none. Although she be old, yet money makes her young. A knight or a beggar, whatever they be, if they have but money, they're welcome to me. Thus money you see and do well understand. If a poor man can but get it, he buys house and land. But it must not be those that works hard all day, and at night in an alehouse doth throw it away. Nay, that will not serve but twice as much more. If his word it will pass, he runs on the score. Then all the week after, though then he don't heed, he wanteth bread, corn, his poor children to feed. Therefore be advised, boon companions all, for you see the world so they laugh at a man's fall. With speed your old haunts pray begin for to shun, take warning by others the which are undone. You say a good fellow, it is a brave name, but many a man doth pay dear for the same. The which hath all spent, now in jail he doth lie, and none will relieve him of his poverty. But some men have got such a spark in their throat, that I would not be him that should quenched for a groat. All the fair words his wife can him give, yet he'll not be ruled, though poor he doth live. Hang money, he cries, till all on 'tis gone. As for house and land, I mean to buy none. I must see my hostess to go neat and fine, although that my family doth starve and pine. And thus have I told you the conditions of some, that all long of strong liquor will never keep home. His stock it decays, although his wife cries, and in the conclusion a beggar he dies. But a good husband's means you see doth increase. He maintains his household in joy and in peace. Then make much of a penny as near as you can, for if that be wanting, thou'lt be counted no man.